Skyhawks fans, it's time for Talent Talk. Go behind the scenes with Bob Bonner for a bird's eye view of Fort Lewis College athletics. Hear what makes our coaches and athletes soar. And find out how the Skyhawks are taking it to the top.
Welcome to another episode of Talent Talk from Fort Lewis College Athletics. I'm your host, Bob Bonner, and this week we're talking Skyhawks softball with Coach Paige Adair and a couple of her players. Kara Daugherty's here to join us, and Kayla Stone is with us as well. Thanks for joining us, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You guys, now it actually does feel like softball weather outside now. We're about to actually have our first home games here at Aspen Field, but for the most part, people in Durango are still thinking about skiing at this time of year. Not the case for you though, Coach. Y'all have been out and getting after it for, you know, you've been playing games for over a couple of weeks now. You've been practicing almost since everybody got back from Christmas. How's it going so far in your first year? Are you enjoying it?
I am. Obviously, we are not seeing the outcome we want to see on the win column, but I am enjoying it. And I tell the girls and I tell people in the community all the time that I lucked out big time with the group I got. They make it really fun and they make it easy to show up every day and keep grinding and keep working. So it's good. Yeah, we have been at it for a few weeks. I think they came back our first day of practice, I think it was like January 10th. So we've been at it for a few weeks and we're finally going to get out on our field this weekend. So we're excited. We've been working on it all week trying to dry it up. And yeah, we're excited to finally play in Durango. So
now the 4 or 5 years I've been here, it's not unusual for Skyhawk softball teams to get off to a slow start. And I've always assumed as a baseball coach, I know if I would have had to start the season for a month in the gym, things would have looked a lot differently on the field too. How much of an obstacle is that, Coach, that you haven't been able to be on your field yet? You guys have already played almost a dozen games and you haven't set foot on your own field yet. Is that a pretty big hurdle?
It is. It's challenging both mentally and obviously, like, we can simulate a ton of things in the gym, but it's not the same. And so I think that's where our hiccup is like, we haven't seen real fly balls and we haven't seen real ground balls. And like I said, we're real tight in a gym and everything looks really good in a gym. Mm-hmm. And then it's definitely shown a little bit more in games where, okay, like, those are things that we haven't been able to do. Obviously that's kind of exposed in those games, but it's challenging. And like I said, it can be mentally challenging too, because then you're like, oh, like, okay, it's like real time now. We gotta figure it out and different plays and stuff like that. So it's challenging, but it's kind of one of those things that, I mean, you come to Durango and you know that you're going to face the weather, and it's kind of just, like I said, one of those things that you know is going to happen. I knew, because I grew up kind of in this area, so I knew coming to coach here, I'd have that challenge. But it's just kind of one of those things. You got to make the best of kind of wherever you do get to practice. So,
Kara, home games really are home games for you, even when we head down south to play them. You know, Paige said, you know, when you come to Durango to play, the weather is going to be a factor early in the season. Now, you know, you've been around that for longer than anybody else. Do you just take it in stride? Do you remember bundling up to go start playing softball every year growing up?
Yeah, I feel like it's just, I don't know, it's always been like a little hurdle we had to jump over, and it's, I don't know, it kind of brings a team together, I feel like. So, I don't know, I've enjoyed it, I guess.
It's just one more of those things that you guys share that maybe other teams don't, huh?
Exactly.
You like the trips down south to start the year, though?
It's kind of fun because it is kind of in my hometown, but I would much rather play up here.
Okay. Kayla, how about you? You've been in Durango for a couple of years now. How's it treating you, life in Skyhawk softball?
It's not bad. I mean, the weather was definitely something to adjust to, but I always had a coach tell me that it's a mental mindset. So I always try to tell myself that and just really not let it affect me.
Excited to get on Aspen Field this weekend?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, playing in Bloomfield, it's nice, but I'd rather just play right down the road. So
home is home.
Yeah.
So you guys did get a big win early, Coach, over ranked West Texas A&M team. Boy, were you just feeling like, okay, here we go. we've got it, and then you've stubbed your toe since then? Or is there something you can go back and grab onto from those couple early victories? Is that what you guys are looking to do, get back to something you were doing early? Or is it just sort of games go the way they go, and there's a path to success you guys have got to get more consistent with?
Yeah, I think that's the perfect word for it, is just a little more consistency. I think we show really good moments. Like, I think this past weekend against Mesa was a perfect example of that. We played them really tight and close in two games, and then we really fell off the wagon in the other two games. And so I think just finding that consistency, and like I told the girls, I don't want there to be a misconception that winning is really easy, because winning is hard, and finding ways to finish out games is hard. And so, yeah, that win against West Texas, it was awesome. And especially to come off of two losses the day before, one walk-off win and then one where we kind of, it got a little bit out of hand. To come back that next day and just literally do what they do, is just play fundamental softball, textbook softball, play catch, hit the ball. They kept everything really simple. And so I try to preach that to them a lot, is just keeping the game of softball is hard in itself. Don't make it more complicated than it has to be. And just finding that consistency and changing the culture here of, like, it's not okay just to be okay. And just having that little bit of fire with you that, man, we want to win. We don't want to lose anymore. And it's not okay to, if we drop one to Mesa, it's not okay if we drop a few to Mesa because they're Mesa. Just trying to get out of that mindset, because, I mean, they didn't have that fear when we played West Texas that first time. And that's just something I'm trying to push them to have, like, every single time, doesn't matter who's in the other dugout. So I think consistency is definitely the best word for that.
You guys are definitely getting tested early, Kayla. Would you... You know, I mean, you talk about, you've seen West Texas A&M twice already. You get to start RMAC play with Mesa. And, oh, now look who's coming to town, Colorado Christian. And then, oh, by the way, in a couple of weeks, here we go with Regis. I mean, you basically got the murderer's row of RMAC softball loaded very heavily in the front half of your season. Is that intimidating, or is it one of those things where, okay, let's find out exactly where we are right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any fear about it. I think that's just my mindset about it. And I try to obviously preach that to my girls a lot, is it shouldn't matter who's in the other dugout. Of course, like, there's the whole, okay, CCU's ranked, Mesa is Mesa, they've kind of owned the conference for a while, and Regis is always tough, and Metro is always tough. But it's just changing that mindset of, we got some really great softball players too. And the other team, they put their pants on the same way we do. They throw the ball, they hit the ball, they do all the same things we do. So I tell my girls too, it's not because of lack of talent is why we're losing these games. It's just, like, I go back to the consistency word of just making it all click. And I think once it starts to click, then we'll be in good shape. But yeah, I mean, I don't have any fear with who we're playing. And I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And so I'm ready to play these games. And like I said, we played Mesa tough two games out of the four this weekend. Two games I think we should have walked away with, but didn't. And it's, like I said, winning is hard, and learning to finish those games is what we're trying to work towards right now, is just finishing.
Kayla, do you feel as a player like you're close? I mean, and you were. You finished up with a couple of real strong performances against Mesa. Do you feel like you're just close to putting it all together right now?
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty close. It's definitely going to take a little bit, but I don't know. I think playing these bigger teams that people think of, I think we should want to play these teams and not be scared. I think it's always exciting to play good teams rather than the ones that we could easily just roll over.
Kara, how about you? Does it feel close? You've been around here and experienced some of the ups and downs. Do you feel like you guys are close? Do you feel like you were almost there last week and can turn a corner this week, maybe with a little help from home field?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to take that one thing, you know, like, something's going to click one of these days, and it's just going to happen. And we have so much potential. Like, this is probably the best I've felt about a team being here. And it's there. It's just got to click, and it's going to happen one of these days, and we're going to be really good. And I'm super excited to play these games against these people, because once it clicks, and if we beat CCU, it's just gonna, I don't know, I feel like that's gonna give us momentum to carry on for the rest of the season.
I like hearing you say when we beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So, coach, is there anything you think you need to did was anything revealed to you as a coach in these first few weeks as oh, okay, we're better here than I thought we're going to be, or we're going to need a little more work here than I thought. Do you have any strengths that you've identified that you can play to, or any, you know, challenges in particular you think you need to take care of right away?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of strengths. I think we have two. I mean, it's always tough going into a long season with two pitchers, but I tell the girls all the time, like, the two pitchers we have, they're going to do great for us, and they're two that want the ball. And I mean, I'd rather have two that want the ball than five that are scared of it, right? So I think they're two really great leaders in the circle. And then we have a bunch of great returners from last year, and Alex and Kayla and Kara, Kat. And I think their strengths kind of play into everybody else's of like, all right, guys, like bringing them with you, right? So I think just something that like I tell my girls all the time is just learning to celebrate the little things in the game, because those lead to the big things, which is obviously the wins. So celebrating every little moment. And I think just having, I go back to that fire of having that fire to play, and that fire to play for the girl that's next to you or the girls in the dugout, because they're just equally as important. I mean, we have a lot of strengths. It's just making them all click at the same time, because we'll have games where, okay, a few of our strengths click, but where's the rest? You know what I mean? So, and I mean, it's just the consistency in that of just, we need all cylinders to be clicking at the same time.
Personally, as a player, Kara, have you set goals for yourself for this? You said it was good to hear you say that this is the best you felt about a team since you've been here, because I've enjoyed watching the team since you've been here. You and I got here at about the same time. And I think you've had some pretty good players around you. So if you feel good about this year's team, that makes me feel pretty good. But what about you personally? Have you set any goals for this season as far as areas where you think you've improved or can improve?
Yeah, I feel like I'm trying to just like improve my mental side of the game. I feel like if you're mentally strong, it just makes you a better player in general. So I'm trying to just, you know, just have fun, enjoy every little moment, and enjoy the good and the bad. And just, I don't know, bring my teammates with me in that journey, I guess. So, yeah, I guess that's like my main goal this year, is just to like, I don't know, have fun and play to like the best of my ability. But bring my team with me and do it all together.
How about you, Kayla?
I'd say just since it's my last year, just to really like have fun and just do the best that I can. And then I'm just trying to not really let any small things really get to my head, because in the past I've really let it get to me. Like if I've missed a ball or strike out or something like that, like it's really affected me mentally. But now I feel like I'm kind of doing a better job on that.
You talk about having a short memory. It's something that I think all athletes need to learn at some point in their career. And you spoke to it being your last season. So Kayla, is that, you know, are you comfortable in that leadership role as a senior? Is the short memory stuff, the stuff that you're having to teach yourself and learn, is that something you're comfortable sharing with teammates and sort of being in that senior role this year?
Yeah, I guess I really haven't vocalized that enough to everyone else on the team. It's kind of just been like a personal thing as of now, but I feel like I should really just implement that into the team and just let it not let things affect everyone else.
Kara, leadership responsibilities this year, is that something that you've enjoyed, or is it one more thing to take care of? Does it take the focus off of you, or is it something you said you like bringing your team with you?
Yeah, I feel like it's just kind of helped me, I guess, as a player, like realize, you know, like I can't get down like when something goes wrong. So I feel like it's kind of helped, I don't know, it just helped me as a person in general as well, and just realizing things. And I don't know, I feel like just the mental side, like, I don't know, I guess it didn't really ever click until now, where it's like, you know, some people might look at me and like see me as a leader, and it's like, I need to keep my head up so that maybe they could follow in that footstep whenever things happen to them. So I don't know, I guess it's been a good thing.
Coach, where overall, you know, I said this is your first year with the program. You've got you're pretty local. You grew up in the area. You played just up the road. We're a very accomplished player yourself. You're the third head coach. I think Kara's third coach, right? You know, how can you bring your own tradition? I mean, you come from from some tradition. You played locally, like I said, you're identifiable. Is that something that you consciously think about? Is okay, it's time now to bring some stability, some tradition to this program. Is that something you as a coach are consciously trying to do with this Skyhawk team?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big point I hit on whenever I met with Travis about me like getting this job. Is I want to be a consistent factor in this program, just because, like you said, I am pretty much local. I'm home, and I always said I would never come home. I thought coaching would take me all over the country, and here I am right back at home. And so, yeah, I'm building a life here, and I want to be that stability, because it's tough. I dealt with kind of a similar thing as, say, Kara in college, where I went through three head coaches, and it's tough. Like, you just have this constant turnover. You find new ways that you have to do things, because obviously each head coach has a new kind of tweak on things. But I want to be that constant factor. I want to be here for a while, so that the girls that do come through this program have that stability and have that way of doing things that can be passed on for years. And like, that's when programs, I think, thrive, is when there is stability and there's just a constant person there that keeps it kind of that standard, I guess. I present the Skyhawk standards to the girls at the beginning. And I think having standards and I am big on having those standards, and I try to implement that in the girls. And I want that to kind of carry on for a while, because I do want to be here a while, not just because it is my home, because I think this program can do really well. And I think just having some stability in it, because I mean, I go back to being local, and I always saw a lot of new coaches when I was growing up and going through the recruiting process. There was a ton of new coaches coming through this program. And so I definitely want to be here a while. And I think once we start winning some games, it'll kind of help me, be here for a while too. So
you talk about Skyhawk standards. So you obviously had a framework in mind of what it takes to build a program and bring stability to it. But you know, you might have a framework. Do you have a blueprint? Do you have a real master plan page? Or is that something that you and maybe these seniors are sort of developing together as you go? Or did you, day one, did you know, boy, this is what I want to do? Or are you letting yourself and the players sort of figure that out?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think I obviously have this blueprint, as you said, in mind of like kind of what I want the program to look like. But I think as we go, it's going to change. And I think it's going to change with the girls I have. And I think that's what's so cool about sports, is like everybody's different. Every team, every year, they have new strengths, have new things that they bring to the table. And I think the seniors are really great with helping with that, because obviously this is my first go at being a head coach, right? So I ask them a lot, and I ask their opinion a lot, and I value their opinion a lot, because they're the ones that are actively living it, right? And I want to give them the best experience I can, especially those seniors in their last year. I wanted to make it a memorable one for them. And I think it's a little bit of both. I obviously want to win a lot of games. I want to win championships, but there's a lot more to it than just that. And so that's where my girls come in and kind of help me and give me their opinion. And like I said, I value their opinion a lot. So,
Kara, you nodded your head pretty vigorously when I brought up that, this is your third head coach here. Is that something you're cognizant of? Do you feel like, as a senior, is it something that's, kind of cool to think, boy, this is a fresh start? You actually kind of know what's going on with softball. You've been a player, and this apply for both of you too. But Kara, is that something you're aware of? Do you feel like you're helping to build something and get something started this year?
This kind of might sound bad, but having like this many new coaches, mm-hmm. I feel like I just haven't really got complacent with my time being here. Like, it's always been kind of changing, which I guess hasn't really been a bad thing, but I never really thought of it, I guess.
You're just playing softball.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like this year's been fun, just like kind of building off of, Coach Adair's, mindset on what she wants. And I don't know. I feel like I have kind of a similar mindset and like the same drive. I don't know. I'm excited, and that makes me want to just back her up even more. So it's been, I don't know, it's been fun building this year.
With me and Kara, though, and we come from the exact same place. So I think that's where we align a lot, And we have a little bit different relationship. It's kind of crazy. My dad coached her in high school, coached her all the way growing up. And then here I am, her last year playing. So we definitely have a different relationship, but like we came through the same program. So we do have the same mindset when it comes to a lot of things. And so it's been easy kind of like bringing her with me. And obviously we think the same about a lot of things. And so it's one thing to hear it from a coach, right? And then once you hear a player, someone that when she talks, people listen, say it too. I think it gets through to the girls even more.
And, you know, and that's just it. It's my job to dig and ask deep questions, right? But sometimes, I mean, I'm glad Kara pointed out, is sometimes you're just playing ball, right?
Yep.
And so is that, you know, Kayla, is there a big picture thing for you? You know, that's what fans always want to read stuff into things. You know, is there a big picture thing or are you just playing softball? Heck, it's your senior year, you know, maybe your last chance to play it. Are you just sort of taking the moment in on that level more than worrying about building or starting new things? Are you just appreciating being a softball player?
Yeah, I'd just say just this last year, just appreciating it. And then having Coach Adair as our coach or as my coach for my last season, I think it's really fun and it just makes the sport more enjoyable. And just kind of like, I enjoy going to practice. I enjoy playing games and she just makes it more enjoyable.
Does it feel like, I mean, does it feel like what you started playing softball for to begin with? I mean, is it just love of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've definitely in the past have lost that love just with some coaches and things that have gone on. But yeah, this last year, I mean, it's coming back. So, I mean, that's really nice. So.
Yeah, because it can get to be a grind, especially when you go to the next level, right? It gets all of a sudden it's more serious. There's scholarships and all that stuff attached, and it can be hard to think of it as a game. Is that part of what you, especially with the, you know, not getting the result that you want some of these first couple of weeks? Have you had to remind the team that it is fun and it is a game, or are they pretty even keel with things so far, Coach?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think there's girls that forget the funness in it. And I think I'm a little bit guilty of that too, because I like to win and I like to win a lot. And so obviously losing isn't very fun to me, but I do try to tell the girls, like, if we ever lose the fun in softball, then we're doing something wrong. Cause we play it cause it's fun and we like to be around it cause it's fun. And so obviously it's like really easy to get wrapped up in the results. And when things aren't going our way, it's not a lot of fun. So I constantly, like these past few weeks specifically, I've had to remind myself that I do this because I love it and I have fun with it and I have fun sharing it with the people I get to share it with. So definitely have to remind them that softball's fun. And like I said, if we ever aren't having fun, then we're doing something wrong. So I think it's a little bit of both. There's some girls that you got to remind a little bit more. And then there's some that like, okay, where's that fine line of, okay, we got to be a little more serious. I think finding that balance is something we're still working towards too. So.
And it's not all about the scoreboard and wins and losses. Travis Whipple really likes to talk about graduating champions. And yep. Here we've got a couple that are ready to do just that. Talk a little bit about your student athlete experience here, Kara. It hasn't just been the softball field. You've been a student. You're going to graduate from Fort Lewis College. How much is that for? I mean, boy, you guys really, you get to wrap up your last season. You get to, you know, you'd be done with college all at the same time. Is any of that sinking in yet? Or are you so dang busy you don't even get a chance to think about it, right?
I feel like it's kind of both. Like there's days where I just don't even think about it because I'm just running around. But then there's days where I'm like, wow, like I'm really about done. And like, it goes by so much faster than you think it does. And it's like, wow, I remember like my freshman year, like, so many little things. And it's like, that was almost 4 years ago. Like, it's crazy. It goes by so much faster. And I feel like everybody kind of looks past that. And I don't know. I feel like some days I'm like ready to be done. And some days I'm like, wow, like I should have enjoyed it more than I guess I think I did. I don't know. It's kind of a weird feeling, I guess, at this point.
When you think though about getting ready to go out and get jobs and live lives, do you think that the college experience was more valuable to you because you were an athlete? Do you think there's things you're going to take? I know as a high school athlete, I tell people there's probably more I use in my life today from being a high school athlete than from being a high school student. Do you feel like that sort of value, the student athlete experience, like you took value from being an athlete that you're going to take with you in life now?
Yeah, I think there's like a few things. And like I said, kind of enjoying all the little things is one thing, and just enjoying everything that's, I guess, in a sense, like you work for, and that's what, like, what's given to you. And just, I feel like a work ethic. It is a grind, like you said. I feel like when you go into like a work environment, it's going to kind of make things a little bit easier because you've already been grinding for the past 4 years. It's not like, I don't know, nothing's going to be, I guess, new or hard because you've already been doing it. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And I'm one who's guilty of, I've probably looked at college students in the past and said, boy, wait till you get to the real world. I don't say that to college athletes because I've seen your lives and how hard you do work and how full your schedule is. Kayla, do you feel like the student athlete experience has prepared you to be successful later in life?
Yeah, I definitely say it is. One big thing is like time management. I've definitely learned that over these past years and can definitely incorporate that into my work life, I guess. And then Coach Adair also really preaches on being a good teammate. And I feel like bringing that and just like after softball, just bringing that into the real world, being just like a good person, a good coworker, feel like that will really set me up just for a good, successful career and stuff.
As a coach, what do you hope you're giving them beyond the field?
Like Kayla said, I always preach to be a good teammate because I think that translates on past life. Obviously, I always prided myself in being a really good teammate because I think that went into being just a good person, a good, like I said, a good teammate to your partner outside of work and school, all that. And like, just, I don't know, just a good teammate to everybody that you come in into contact with. And I think just, yeah, going back to the work ethic, I think that's something that I've taken myself from being a collegiate athlete. And I think that's something that I want to preach to them is like your work ethic can get you really far. And I think it's already kind of the work ethic I had to learn, obviously, growing up and being a collegiate athlete. I think that's what helped me get into the position I am in, because I feel like I do work really hard. And I feel like that was kind of rewarded by me getting this job. And I think it was noticed by a lot of people. So that definitely helped me. And I try to translate that to them. And I mean, I'm just huge on work ethic and being a good teammate, being a good person. And because I think truly being a good person will get you really far, treating people with respect. And I always tell them to be very appreciative of everywhere we go, whoever feeds us, whoever helps us with anything. Because I truly do think that just when you treat people well, it will get you really far in just being a good person.
You talk about setting an example for your players. You're not that far removed from your playing days. And yeah. You're a stud too. So, you know, I coached baseball for a lot of years, and for way too many of them, I was still a coach who had a glove on every day and threw balls and threw batting practice. Are you that coach, or have you had to make yourself stay off the field and in the dugout more? Or do you still like to get out there and tear it up with them?
I throw to them just about every day. I obviously throw behind a net. There's been a few times that I'll throw from the mound and I'll throw like actual, like full on pitching, but I throw to them just about every single day, full arm circles. And I'll throw for a good hour and a half straight, and I'm hurting by the end of it. But yeah, I mean, I think it's beneficial to them. My body definitely doesn't love it anymore, but I know it helps them a lot, and it gives them what they need, because I'm not that far removed, so I can still move the ball, and I can show them different looks of what they might see on the weekend with who we're facing. So yeah, I still get out there, even though my body doesn't love that I do. I still get out there.
No, do it as long as you still can.
Yeah.
You'll regret doing it as long as you can later.
Oh, but yeah. Oh, I already am.
Trust me on that. It's still worth it. What about it, Kayla? Is it all right? I mean, is Coach got some street cred? Do you guys like having her out there playing with you? And is that what your experience? Is that what you're used to in softball? Have you always had a coach who's kind of out there?
In the past, no, I've never had someone who is really involved like Coach Adair. But it's definitely fun hitting off of her and knowing her background and how great of a pitcher she was, I think it's fun hitting some good shots off of her, even though she's not really even though she's not really pitching to like her full potential. But like, it's definitely a little bit of a confidence booster, I'd say. But
when you get one, do you throw a bat flip in there every now and then?
No, I don't disrespect her like that.
She is a chirper, though. She does run her mouth more than anybody else. So
good. There's got to be someone to it. Now, Kara, you're used to, as Paige said, you grew up, you basically followed the same path as her, just a few years behind. So that's probably not, you're probably used to seeing Coach Adair out mixing it up in the middle of the field. Is it, I mean, how's that been to be mixing it up with her a little bit now at this level?
It's been fun. I don't know. I feel like we kind of, like we were together, like growing up, and then we went like completely like different places. It's been fun to just kind of get back on the field with her in a sense. And just like her, she brings a good energy every day, and it's fun to be around.
And you guys have brought great energy to this. I thank you for joining me today. You got a chance, Kayla, real quick. You want to throw a shout out to anybody at home?
Oh God. Shout out.
Hey, now I used to do a rapid fire, make you answer five rapid fire questions at the end. Everybody seems to like it better that I give you a chance to say hi to someone instead.
I guess shout out to the fam, like, hey mom, hey dad, hey auntie. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Kara, how about you? You see people often enough, you're local enough, but go ahead and tell people hi.
Well, I guess I could just say hi to my family as well, and thanks to them. I don't know.
They'll be listening. Paige, same with you. You're local, but go ahead and tell folks you made it. You're living the dream.
Yeah, I am. It's crazy. I'm in the press box right now, and I can't believe I get to do this every day as my job. And I say that a lot when I'm out recruiting, that I just get to sit at the softball field all day. And so I'm super thankful for obviously Travis for giving me this opportunity. And it's really great that I get to do it so close to my family, who never missed a game while I was growing up. Even when I was at college, I had at least one of them there. So I'm just super thankful for everybody that's around me, and that I get to do this every day with a really great group of girls. So
they're going to come up and watch this weekend.
Yeah, they still don't miss a game. They still don't miss a game.
That's absolutely awesome. Well, yeah. Turn on the heater in the press box for me.
Yeah, it's chilly in here.
If you would, please. That is one thing. You probably don't know this, but you're actually about 20 degrees warmer on the field when you play than we are in that press box. That's a bit of an ice box up there.
Yeah. Yep.
So turn on the heater for me on your way out the door.
I will.
See you guys on Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Paige Adair and Kara Daugherty and Kayla Stone from the Skyhawks softball team. Looking forward to seeing them at home on Aspen Field in the weeks to come. And we want to thank all them for joining us today. Thank the fans for coming out in advance to support them. There's going to be some great softball at Aspen this spring. And thanks to everybody for stopping and listening in and joining us on Talent Talk today. Until next time, folks, keep soaring all the way to the top.